Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so on behalf of Near B and Shooter Hustler, thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Anthony Smith, and you're listening to Nia Boom.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Jack Quay. Mr. My Beats is here, and right now you're in the mix with my girl Nia Boom.
What's up? This is your girl Keisha Cameron Martin, and you are in the mix with New York City's own DJ Nia Boom. Keep it live.
This is Tommy Two-Face, and you are now tuned in to NYC Fleet DJ Zone. DJ Nia Boom.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Miss J from Philly, and you're now rocking with New York's finest DJ Nia Boom. Don't go nowhere for real. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your boy DJ Boof. You know I represent New York City. You know I represent Brooklyn. And you're now rocking with New York City's own Nia Boom. Yo, Nia, yeah. Drop that shit.
Nia, you the bomb, man. You the bomb.
You the bomb.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? You tune in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom here giving you the goodness. Tonight we have a special guest going to be joining us. Before we do that, before we get our special guest on the line, I just want to shout out to Do 100 Radio and Fleet DJ Radio. You can check out the Boom Show on both of those networks. DoAll100Radio.com, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, and then Thursday, 7 o'clock. You can catch me. Yeah, man, just in case you miss anything. And, of course, NiaBoom.com. You can always, you know, check me out there and keep up with me. Although, I'll be honest, I haven't updated this very much, but we're going to get to that. That's another story. But we will have a special guest on tonight, Mama Holiday, which is Jay Holiday's mother. She's going to be joining us. You know, saying she's been on the show before, but she's got some new goodness going on, so we're going to get all up in her business and find out what's going on with her new show and all that, you know, all that jazz. So we're going to get Mama Holiday on the line. If y'all want to call in, you know, the number 323-443-7518. And you know what I'm saying? You got any questions, just let me know. Also, new mixtape dropping very, very soon. R&B mixtape with the homie DJ Cool Hand. I'm excited about that. For all my R&B heads, it's just going to be dope. He's doing the past. I'm doing the present. I got Kiki. Shout out to Kiki Palmer, man. She got a new joint out. It's pretty fly. I like it. So you have to check that out as well. It's coming up. It should be dropping this weekend, as a matter of fact. So tune in for that or stay tuned for that. But yeah, man, we're going to get Mama Holiday on the line with us in just a minute. Also, don't forget to catch me Sundays, DSN. I will be there. We have a special guest. I can't think of the person's name. Oh, no. But anyway, tune in live. You can watch the New York Fleet DJs at DSN on Sunday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to matrixstudios.com. You know, check us out there. You can even call up and say what up and all that good stuff. So, yeah, man, let's get to, you know what, let's get to some goodness, and we're going to come back, and Mama Holiday going to be on the line with us, and we're going to chop it up and talk shit. Yeah. So y'all stay tuned, man. I'm going to give y'all this goodness right here. This is, let's do a little bit of this. I really need some new music. That's what we need. but I'm gonna give y'all this joint right here. This is Jacquay and A Boogie. Shout out to Jacquay, A Boogie. You know what I'm saying? NY is doing it real big. So, yeah, man, check out this joint right here, Fat Izzo. Come on, man. Y'all tune in. Boom Show TV.
I've been playing this solo long, nigga. Goddamn, singing the same song, nigga. Strap a little riding this on my arms, nigga. If you coming, nigga, coming, come on, nigga.
And I've been riding just a little, nigga. Yeah, high mind, just got a little quicker. Same guy's back, just got a little thicker. Bang high. Come on, nigga. Come on,
Ooh, when I ain't had no money, it got real lonely. Since I began to it, everybody know me. Had to hit
the field, had to get it OT. Now I'm getting all this bread, my shooters keep the toasty. Bragging on nigga, I think they on the mid. Money stacked so thick, can't even hold a shit. You talking loose out your mouth, my nigga, all in glitz. Make it disappear, no, so her magicians are showing tricks. I'm ballin', yeah. When I walk in, yeah. On my way, it's feeling like I'm all in, yeah. You see it, yeah. I mean it, yeah. Everything is sitting word in my pieces. Got the bag, that's fact. Young nigga all up in that trap. Only pray for better days. I'm about a dollar, gotta keep it.
I've been playing this all along, nigga. Goddamn, singing the same song, nigga. Strap low, riding this on my own, nigga. If you coming, nigga, coming, come on, nigga.
And I've been riding just a low, nigga. Yeah, high, mine just got a low quicker. Being up, just got a low thicker. You coming, come on, nigga. Come on, come on, nigga.
Let me remind them all what kind of time. Rollie on, AMG, 50 recline. To move away with this big weight, coming from dimes. You see the shit, nigga, bright lights, city of mind. They calling shots, yeah, bet they is. No, they be bucking. They talking game on this big game. No, that they wasn't. They see these bitches, these bad bitches, yeah, they be clucking. They love this shit, yeah, see a nigga coming from nothing. I done pinged out nights for many reasons. Pussy niggas seeing they all, see we ain't even. Broke niggas seeing they palms, see they ain't greasy. Hating niggas sticking they low, but really sleeping
out for a month. Tune in to Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom here giving you the goodness. We're gonna, once again, that was Jacque A Boogie Fat Izzo. Come on and y'all tuned in. Let's get Mama Holiday on the line and get started with the show. Hello, hello, Mama Holiday. You
hello,
welcome
hello.
Welcome to the Boom Show. Or welcome back. That's what I should say.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to have you on and come kick it with us and talk about the new goodness you got going on. Well, tell us, you know, for the people who don't know, let them know who you are and, you know what I'm saying, what you been up to.
Well, hey, everybody. First of all, I'm Mama Holiday, the mother of rhythm and blues singer Jay Holiday. I've been up to a lot, really, since I talked on this blog spot.
I've been doing a lot of stuff on here.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. It's been years, right? I think it's been like, yeah, maybe like 2 or 3 years.
I don't think it's been that long, but it has been at least 2, because a lot of have happened since I've been on the show. I've been doing a lot. I've been working on a show for television. Where we already are on a television. The Celebrity Mamas of Atlanta. I'm Mama Holiday.
Yeah.
And we had our first show in October. We had 4 episodes on Peachtree TV in Atlanta. So it was good. We got a good rating. And so I've been doing that. And
so I
want to
talk a little bit more about that. My bad, I mean to interrupt you. But yeah, I definitely want to talk a little bit more about that. But before we do that, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish what you was going to say.
Oh, no, I was just saying I was working on some other stuff. You know, last time we talked, I was talking about my son's book, which that's still on all over the world. It's still on a lot of the sites. Amazon and stuff like this is still there, up there, but now I also have a website. We have a lot of my products on, and I have T-shirts with my sayings on them now. So it's a lot. It's a lot that happened. Oh yeah.
Because I know you be going in. Tell us.
Uh-huh.
Tell us at least one of your sayings. I said because I know you don't play. So what's one of your
play.
Sayings?
I'm going to be record with them, not to be played with. But one of the things, I got a lot of them. One of them is, it was in my book, matter of fact. My T-shirt says, when I cut you, you're cut. And it's going to take every cop the east side of the Mississippi to get a bandit big enough to send your gas. And that's talking about toxic friends, toxic husbands, toxic wives, toxic anybody or whatever. But once I cut you, that's it. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to know you've been cut. So I cut you deep sometimes.
When you say cut, what do you mean? Like cut them out of your life? Or like
yeah, I mean,
really
without
like
life.
Tell them off? Like curse them out?
Yeah, cut them off. If they're not multipliers, then they're subtractors. Yeah, I got to get the subtractors. They got to go. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of stuff going, but also since I've been on the radio, my mom had passed. She passed away in February, so.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it was, yeah, that's all right, but that was hard for me. But you want me to continue my dream, continue my goal, because she lived a well-spent life, my mother did. So I have to go on and do what I need to do, but my mother was able to come to my first launch last August. She came, she was there when we first launched, before we got on the Stop Feminine on television.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I said she got to see that. That's a song.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't know that that happened. But, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so how has that changed any, like, plans for you, or has it made you want to, like, do anything differently as far as, I don't know, like, yeah. Has anything changed as far as your career?
Well, the thing about it is this. My mom had a well-spent life, like I said. And, you know, all of us have to meet that road. That death. We all have to. We don't want to talk about it, but we have to. My mom was almost 85 years old, and my mom has been supporting me since I was a little girl. Anything I wanted, even though I grew up poor, but anything I wanted to get in, my mom made sure that I was able to participate, whether we had the money or not. So after she passed away, I told her, she goes, Mom, you can go on. I mean, we'll be all right. You raised us. You gave us your wisdom. So you can go on a rest. I'm going to walk out my destiny and purpose. You ain't got to worry about that. So it just made me just to be able to be a little freer, because I know she's at peace with it, because one thing, the spirit never dies. So it made me I've already taken care of myself. It made me want to take care of myself even more better. You know what I'm talking about? Even though she was older, she lived a good life.
I think it definitely, you know, have us reflecting on what we, you know, what we could do better and differently. So that's cool.
Right.
I have so much I want to ask you. So what is some, real quick before we move on, what is some of the best advice she's given you?
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, what's some of the best advice your mother has given you?
Best advice, I call it persevere now, but she taught us never to give up. Mm. Follow your dream. Follow your goal. And see, by just looking at my mother, I was able to be the woman that I am today because of the things she did. She got her GED after she after we all graduated, went to college, and then she went to North Virginia Community College. She went to Howard University, and she got in Spelman at 73. So what that taught me, because you love young people, that age is just a number. People get it wrong. They got it twisted. They think you have to be a certain age to go to college, a certain age to do this, a certain age to do that. But now, matter of fact, my mom was going to join in, but she's not here now. But I even have created a fitness program that I introduced on the show sometime in one of those seasons. From 8 to 8, it was going to be 8 to 80, but now I saw a lady on Facebook. She was 92. Exercise, so it may have to be a little older, but you know, I'm teaching people how to look good, how to feel good, and stop sitting around gaining weight and all that stuff. And I'm teaching them how they can look good without going to all these dollars trying to get, you know, extra stuff, extra, you know, this, this, that. All that. Just exercise. American people and women, especially, have gotten lazy. And we are spending all their money up. So my mother taught me to be proud of who I am, proud of my body. Respect yourself. My mom taught me, and I never forgot it. So I've always been athletic, and I always wanted to look good. I'm not going to be looking all terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's what my mom said.
So.
You broke, but you don't got to look it.
That's right.
So make sure you look good when you walk out the door.
I'm going to look good every time I walk out the door or in the door.
I hear that. But, I hear that. So, all right, if y'all just tuning in, we here, the Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom. We got Mama Holiday on the line with us tonight, chopping it up. Let's talk about this new show you got. I was having a problem on the app. It wouldn't let me log in. I don't know, but I did see some stuff on the internet. So tell us how your experience was. This is your first time being on a reality show? Was it what you expected? Or how was it?
Well, yeah, first of all, I would like to say something, too, about this. The app was acting up a little bit, but now I have it on my phone. I just watched the show, the four episodes on Sunday, last Sunday. So you can get on now. And I didn't have to pay anything. I just got up there. I didn't pay no money.
Okay.
It's all over the world, the app. But what's happening on the show, see, this is the thing. All the shows, but for the, all you listeners out there, men, women, whoever's listening, old, young, all the shows you see on television right now, all the women doing are cussing each other out, drinking, jumping on tables, doing this, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's cussing. All the booze hanging out. They're getting all this extra.
I told them, listen,
whoever's listening, I said when I got interviewed, listen, let me tell y'all something right now. Not because I'm an ordained minister, but I'm not going to be jumping on tables. I'm not going to be cussing folk out. I'm not going to be throwing liquor. But I will get you told. I will cut you if I need to cut you. Because, see, it's time out for seeing all this mess that these people are doing. They're not doing anything to help these young people, that for these young people to look up to. Now, I did have to get one lady straight on the, or one mother, rather, straight on the show, because she thought she was a star. So I had to get her straight in the beginning. I had to go and cut her and get it out of the way. But in the beginning. But, I mean, I'm just being me, and I do a little stand-up, too, see. I went to the Uptown Camp Comedy Corner. I did a little stand up, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So the world is seeing a lot of things on the show about me. I don't know about everybody else, but there's a lot of things I want to do. People call it a bucket list. No. I don't call it a bucket list. I call it a Jesus list. Whatever God allows me to do to walk out my purpose.
Okay.
You understand what I'm talking about? And walk out my dream. See. And so a lot of things that they're going to find out about me, I play bongos. I chill around with a harmonica. Oh, I don't play. I also have a bass guitar. So I'm telling you what you might see on the show these seasons coming up, you see. Because God has given me these gifts, and I'm going to use them to the fullest. I'm going to seize the moment. So
right. That's
what I'm doing. We had a car wash on the show. It was fun dealing with the mothers and stuff like that. Because I'm going to be my own personality. I'm not changing for nobody. I'm just going to do me, you see. And we had all kind of things that we was doing.
Right now,
yep.
Okay, so we don't know who you had to cut. You know, I don't even want to tell them. I just want them to watch it. So we're not even going to tell them who you had to cut.
You
want
to know why?
But who, I want to know, who did you get along with? Was there somebody? No, I said, you told
no.
them that you had to, you know.
No. Go ahead. What'd you say now?
No, I know we got a little bit of a delay. But what I was going to say is we know that you had to cut somebody in the beginning. Let them, you know, you had to let them know, you know, put them in their place. We're not going
to
tell the people who, though, because y'all going to watch the show. So we're not going to tell them who. So y'all make sure y'all watch it so y'all can find out who Mama Holiday had to check. But
right.
who did you get along with? Who did you – is there anybody that you really took to
No. See, the thing about it, let me clear this up a little bit for the listeners out there, so y'all won't get it twisted. See, this young lady this mother that I had to cut. See, she thought that she just got offended because because she thought that I didn't like her. I can't help if you this way or you that way. I ain't got to do with it. And stop playing the minister card on me, because I'm going to cut you just for that. I'm a regular person. But the thing about it is I get along, I kind of connected real good with Mama Brunner, Mama T.I., you know, we had some folks. Other ones I do too, but some people, I like people that are real. I don't like no phonies, because I'm real.
Yeah.
Don't come around
with
the phony stuff, because I don't want to hear it. I'd rather not even deal with you. But, I mean, I deal with you because you're on the show. But I'm saying I can get along with anybody. But you get something twisted. I got to cut you and get it over with. And we'll be friends. Or associates or whatever. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to watch the show, though. Or go back and do the app, watch JTB, and you'll see. It was good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to do it again because I'm anxious. I want to see. And I saw the, you know, I saw the trailer. So now I'm like, okay, I really want to see what, you know, what y'all got going on.
Was there anything
that surprised you, like, about the show, or being on, like, did you feel weird being on reality TV or having a camera follow you? I know you probably didn't.
No, because
you was like, whatever, come on, bring it on.
No, see, what people don't realize, see, they think this is my first rodeo. This is not my first rodeo. I used to be on radio when I was a young girl. I stopped been singing since I was three. That's what, some people that think be the only singer that, you know, I can sing. I got a bass. You're my bass voice, don't you? I was going to try out to. I can teach music. I can read music.
Oh.
You understand that? So it's a lot of things that, it wasn't a surprise to me. It was nothing to me. I've been acting all my life. You know what I'm talking about? Writing plays. So the only new thing was it became television worldwide. But other than that, I'm used to being in front of the public. I'm a public speaker. I'm an ordained minister. So I'm a motivational speaker. So hey, you know, I'm a teacher. So I mean, there ain't nothing new to me.
Right. I was like, I got this.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So yeah, I'm like I said, I'm excited to see it. Now, you guys did 4 episodes, you said? Okay, let's tell the people where they can watch it at again. Let them know where they can watch it at.
Well, they can watch it on, like I said, get your app. You can get it now. You can watch it. It's watch, you know, the word watch, JTB. That's all you got to do. Get it on your iPhone. Your iPad, Android, I think that's how you pronounce it. That's the type of phone I have, and I didn't even know it. So that's why I just recently got on mine. I couldn't believe it. So so you can watch it over and over again. You could DVR, what is it, DVR it. You could do that, right? And go back and watch it later.
All the people in Atlanta, they can check it out. Can they see it on, because I thought it was on, like you said, it was on Peachtree. Can they watch it on TV in Atlanta?
TV. No, not because they don't. Peachtree TV don't have a repeat like the big, like the excuse me, like Bravo and all those. But that's why we did the in the beginning did the what am I trying to say
the app
yeah. So the app is all over the world. See, and when we had good ratings because we did no action really happened until I came on the scene. That's when the action really started. I'm just me. My personality. I'm just me. But I'm not faking it. You ain't got to give me no script. You ain't got to. All you got to do is give me a scenario, and I can take it from there. I don't need you to be telling me what to say. Don't tell me what to say. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
You know. But I cut you for that. Yeah. So, but I think it's good. I'm working with a bunch. Let me say this though. All right, quick. You listen, the world, the people out there. Now listen, this is what we're trying to do for this show. We are trying to do positive things for the community. Like, you don't run from the homeless, you deal with them. It's all right to feed them. Ain't nothing wrong with feeding them. But see, I have a heart for the homeless. I'm not saying nobody else don't, but I'm talking about Mama Holiday now. I've sat on the sidewalk and sang to the homeless, talk to them, minister to them, counsel them on the sidewalk. We want to deal with mental illness because there are a lot of mental ill folk out here that don't even know they mental. I'm just saying, we do a lot of stuff with the breast cancer, schizophrenia. I mean, we're doing things in the community together. We're supposed to be making this community better. Just stop. It's more to it than your. Ain't nothing wrong with looking nice on the TV. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you got to get down and dirty and see what's going on with the world and stop thinking about yourself all the time and stop being scared of folks. I'm not afraid of folks. Listen to me. I'll sit with a wino or a prostitute just as quick as I would sit with a blue-collar or a white-collar worker. There ain't nobody to high or low for me.
Right. And that's
what I'm talking
about. That's how it always should be. But, you know, people get in they forget who they are, you know, and they you know, get all up in their feelings and selfish and, you know, egos running around. You know,
and want to be seen.
Yeah.
And want to be seen. Because, see, let me say this to you, world of whoever's listening. If you know who you are, which I know who I am, you have no problem trying to make up nothing. See, you got to have some backbone, whether you man or woman. See, I can back mine up. I got backbone. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And muscle to go along with it. You see?
Mm-hmm. But
so,
you're right.
Stop trying to be somebody else. Just be yourself. Don't be no phony. Do you.
Mm-hmm.
And people will like you better.
Right. And you know, when you do try to, like, please everybody or, you know, it's never going to work. It's never going to work. You're going to be driving yourself crazy.
Right, because God couldn't even plead everybody. He couldn't even save everybody. And you trying to save the world. Are you trying to want everybody to like you? I don't care who don't like me. But you see, you got to love yourself. I love me. You understand what I'm talking about? I ain't got to put on nothing extra. No. All this is real. All this is me. And I'm trying to save this world. I'm trying to help the people. Not save the whole world, but help the people come up out of the gutter, come up and feel full fear of what that represents. This is what the mothers and I supposed to be doing. You see what I'm talking about? And that's what we plan to do. You know, we have some fun. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Now you said that's how it starts. No, that's where it starts. You got to know yourself. Once you know yourself, then you can, you know, you can help other people. But if you don't know yourself, you're not going to know your purpose. And you just gonna
you
be,
go.
You know, lollygagging all over the place, and being selfish.
And another thing I want the world to know, or the people out there that's listening and on the blog, I want them to know that I teach at a jail every Wednesday night. I teach Bible class. Are you listening for an hour to these women that are locked up? Somebody got to do it. I go in a room and sit in there with them, and I'm not afraid. Because I have the most caring person with me, which is God. And he's not going to let me anything happen to me. So I'm not afraid of them anyway, because they like the way I teach. Because I sing to them. I do exercise. All kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Because they need it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that for a year.
And that's how it should be. We should all be giving. Now, even myself. I'm definitely not giving back as much as I would like to. You know, but it's I think that the show, not only show, but, you know, what you're doing, like, it's going to be great to show that, you know, you don't got to be fighting and pulling hair and, you know, whatever to each other. Like, let's do something positive. And especially with women, you know, we got a bad rap.
Stop trying to get ratings. Stop trying to get, listen, if I can't get ratings by me being me, then I don't need a rating. I got interviews. Are you kidding me? We gotta be pulling about it. We were something else I was gonna say too about the women. I'm working with a bunch of nice women, and they all have raised their kids, so whether they're sons or daughters, and they're all trying to get their thing on now, get everything going on for themselves, and they can do that and everything. And I got a lot of stuff that I'm doing, and I'm very happy to know that God is allowing me at this point in my life to seize the moment to give me a platform, and a platform that I may be able to help somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about maybe even some of the women that I'm working with. See, you see what I'm talking about? Because it's very important to you know, to be able to do that. But what I was gonna say though, I want all the people out there to know too that I want them to get to know me a little better, get to take a look at who I am. I'm on Instagram, MamaHolly_. I'm on Facebook under my government name, which is Francis Wellington, but I'm going to change it to Mama Holiday. But I'm on LinkedIn. I'm not up there that much. And I'm on YouTube, too. You can go over there and type in my name. You may find a few interviews. And my website is CelebrityMamaHoliday.com. That's my website. You can go look up there, see what I got going on over there. So my goal and dream for this show that has started already is to bring something different for the world to see, you know? And every woman is different. All of us are different.
Right, true. And I think, like I said, it's going to be a nice change. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to watch it and see what y'all got going on. What else? I know you got other things going on with the comedy. Tell us about, you know, what else you got going on. Other people should know about. Are you going to be doing touring? Are you going to be doing touring? Are you going to be like touring or going to any doing promo runs or anything like that where people could check you out?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get in every door that God allows to open up for me, and it's a door that I should walk in. I'm gonna walk in. But every door is not a good door, but I'll be able to distinguish which door I should walk in and which door I shouldn't. But I'm going to be doing everything that God allows me to do, speaking, teaching, going to the schools, going to the recreation centers, as I said, I already go to the jail, and I'm still working on my books, my children books. I got 55 children books that I'm working on.
Wow.
I'm not working on them all at once. A lot of people call me. Well, my sisters call me a Dr. Seuss, a black Dr. Seuss, you know, because he's gone already. So now it's my turn. But anyway, I'm working on that. Then I got dolls that I'm working on. I got a lot of things that's gonna be happening. With me, and then you may and you, I don't know when you're gonna see this, but you may see me on Atlanta Speedway. See, because my husband was a Mud Creek driver, but he always wanted to race. So you might see me suited and booted on the wind, but you may see me doing that. You can see me doing all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So y'all make sure y'all keep up with Mama Holiday, CelebrityMamaHoliday.com, right? That's it.
Yeah, CelebrityMamaHoliday.com. That's my website and my Instagram, MamaHoliday_. My Facebook is Francis Wellington right now, but I'm going to change it to Mama Holiday, but it can go up at Francis Wellington right now. And then you can go to, because you're going to be able to listen to some of my interviews on my website, but also you can go to YouTube and see what's happening. See what's happening over there. You type in my name, Francis Wellington, or then you might go type. Oh, and then, you know, I told you. Oh, I already told you about Instagram, MamaHoliday_. Yeah. So you maybe keep up, and then go to any of these sites: Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, and Clary's Book, and pick up a book. One of my books, Raising Jay Holiday, mm-hmm. A Mother's Untold Story.
Right.
Pick up a book for yourself, your friend, and you can pick up one for your enemy. I got to sell these books. And you won't regret.
But it's good. What I read so far is really good. I didn't finish it. I know. Don't beat me. But
you been busy? What take you so long? Since they 184 pages on.
I know. Don't kill me. I be doing 50,000,000 things.
All right. Well, take your time.
All right. Well, I'm definitely gonna
take your time.
I'm gonna finish it. But it was what I read so far was good. But I do have some fun questions before you go. You didn't see. I wasn't doing the fun questions the last time you was here, so now I get to get you with this. Okay, so you're just gonna finish the sentence. Okay, you're just gonna finish the sentence. So the first question is, I hate it when
people draw their own conclusion and don't know who I am.
Okay, yeah, that's why I hate that too. Or basing off of what somebody else said. You know, instead of getting to know me yourself, you just
there you go. No,
well,
I'm assuming.
I don't want to like that in my life anyway. Right.
Right.
Like you assume I don't need you anyway. Okay, so the next one is, I love a man who.
Wait a minute, you do what now?
The question is, I love a man who.
Who have money, so he won't be catching my thing, get my little check, and also that's gonna love me and show me enjoyment and a fun man. You know what I'm talking about? Have money and be fun.
True.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you can't be boring and then
And bring stuff to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Bring stuff to the table.
It's your body.
Huh?
Damn it. No, I said not just your body. Like the men, you know, they think they bring that to the table. Like, that's good.
Listen. They got to bring some other than breath and britches. You know what that mean, don't you?
No. What's that mean?
Yeah, like you just said. You say your body. I'm not interested in. You know, I don't have to. You have to come to my comedy show for that, because it's kind of deep, you know.
Okay.
But you better. All you got is breath and britches.
You should record
man
them.
Man,
okay, by. At least have audio. Yeah. Mama Holiday, we need audio. I need audio of your comedy shows. So if somebody can get that, I would definitely
Put
it on my
up.
Website. I want to hear it. If I can't be there, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we need somebody to do that. But all right. So I'm gonna let you go. But
those are all the questions I'm about to answer. Those are all the questions. You ain't got no more.
That's it. You be ready to go? No, I just two.
Yeah,
bro. Just two. He was like, I'm ready to go. All right. Is there anything else you want to tell the people about before we get up out of here?
No, I just want to. Huh?
I said, before we get up out of here, is there anything else you want to say to the people or maybe something we didn't talk about?
And when we talked about just about everything, but don't assume who I am. Just get to know me. And once you get to know me, I'm your best friend that you could ever have. But now if I cut you, I may not be your friend anymore. You do something, and you got to do something mighty bad for me to cut you. But
okay.
All I want everybody out there to do, just watch the show. Because there's no telling what you'll see Mama Holiday doing. But whatever I'm doing, it's going to be for the benefit of the community and the young people that's looking up to me. And if they sit and look at me and listen to me, I'm going to give them a lot of my wisdom. And I want them to, and if you don't want my advice, don't ask me for no advice. If you're not going to do what
I'm
going to
be real.
Just stop wasting my time, in other words. You know, so I just want them to watch the show. Peachtree TV, either they can, but now they can download it on the app.
Was it Watch JT?
Watch JTB. You got it?
Right.
And
just download
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can download, because I got it on my phone right now. Yeah, download it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you one thing. Tell them, listen, if they want to, they need to watch, because it's going to be the best 30 minutes. Ever.
And, they got a lot.
And when I come on the scene, you better get you a pen and pad and take notes, honey. Get them men and women. I'm telling you.
I hear that.
I use a saying, and they think that's why I had to put them on t-shirts so people would stop copying my saying. Then next time I hear it, they saying it. You know, then
I said,
and then this goes on, and somebody else said it. Now your list don't go on, my list goes on. Got all these things
I
I'm doing.
I gotta trademark this. Y'all stealing from me, Jesus.
That's right.
Get
your own stuff. But anyway, it's gonna be a good thing. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're gonna say.
Like I said, it's gonna be a good thing. And like I said, all the mothers on the show. Do I need to give the names of the mother or what? Is on the show? I know.
No.
Huh?
You know what? Because what I'm gonna do too. No, because I'm gonna do a write up about it on StraightOfficial.com. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna take care of that too. So. Yeah, I'll let everybody know who's on there, and you know, I'll get your info, and we're gonna get you up on the site. But yeah, well, thank you so much for coming to kick it with me again. You know, you're welcome back anytime. I always enjoy you.
Oh yeah, because I always got something to say.
And it's always good. It's always real. You know. Huh?
Yeah, and also I'm working on two more. Matter of fact, three more books. I haven't had time to finish them yet, but I'm working on. Some more books, and I also got I've written 800 poems, and I also I write and illustrate the children's books. So I got a lot of things going on, and I'm excited about it, and I just got a lot to do. That's all I got to do before I finish my purpose and my destiny. That's all. I ain't going nowhere no time soon because I got things I got to do, places to go and people to see. So
I hear that.
So you said it's gonna air in about a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it on. Well, we're gonna talk about that later on. I'll tell you more about the site. But
I'm
gonna get that on there. But
because they gotta watch me because I'm doing some of everything. I'm telling you, I'm doing some of everything. Anything? Because I told them the last time I'm on my way to Broadway. Who's going?
I'm going. I'll be there.
Huh?
I'll be in the front row. I said, I'm going.
That's right, but come on, because I'm going to make it to Broadway, trust me. All them other people, times are up. They need to sit down. Give me a chance. You know what I mean? But anyway. Yeah, but everything's great. I'm going to call and get to interview me.
All right, Mama Holiday. Thank you so much, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, for coming on. Get this goodness on. And, you know, I'm a holiday. I think you pretty much said everything.
But I forgot. My son was he came to when I was going to get ready to do the Uptown comedy thing at the Uptown Comedy Corner. He came that day before I went on that night. And I always pray for him all the time. I would text him, pray for him, call him or whatever. And he prayed for me. And then when he was in the audience, I said something to make him laugh so hard he fell on the floor. But he was there with me. So that was well, I just want to throw that in. He was there.
That's dope. Shout out to Jay Holiday, man. I saw him. He performed when he came out here. I think it was last year. Oh my god, he puts on a performance. Like he puts on a show. So if y'all
he do it.
Yeah, he do. If y'all want to see a show, trust me, Jay Holiday does his thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And he's all over the world still. He was on tour, but I think it's over now. And he just had a birthday yesterday too. Yep.
Aww, happy belated.
Yeah,
tell him I said.
Yeah, girl, he had a birthday on Facebook. That's my baby. He ain't a baby no more, but that's my only son.
You know,
know
that's always gonna be your baby.
Always. I got grandkids too, you know.
Yeah, but they
leave that alone.
You look when you and
go home
mother for life. It ain't no till 18. People be like, oh, 18. No, for life. You can't.
Oh no. They still be, and my grandkids be driving me up a wall. Say, go home and get out of my face. But anyway, everything's great.
All right.
Yeah.
I still need my mama. I still need my mama.
Oh,
all right.
You got to. It's never in.
Nope.
But I appreciate it, though.
All right. No problem, Mama Holiday. I will be talking with you later, and thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to get this goodness on for y'all. We got some news coming up. So y'all stay tuned. The Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom here. Mama Holiday, you have a great night.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Y'all check out this joint, and we'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
love you. This feel like some cold world. I feel bad as for my old girl. She lost out and I came up. You down for me and not fame, huh? I believe you. You more than my equal. You like my better half and I need you. I really need you. You the best that I ever had. Game over. I traded all of my jerseys in. I know you been hurt before. Let me show your worth again. Let me coach you. Let me take you out and expose you. Let me show you life without losses. Let the paparazzi approach you. You the star, baby. Star, baby. I'm just your teammate, I'm gonna always help you through it. When things in life don't seem too great, and you probably heard that mad time. But this one's real, cause if I don't do my job right, my job right, someone else will.
When I was all yours, ain't nobody else, baby. You know it's all yours. You the real MVP to me. It's all yours. Ain't nobody else, baby.
This feel like that first time that we linked up and I came through with that you need.
That you need.
You was down to ride and that's one thing that I never seen. You was there for me when I was dead broke on my last dime, but you stayed down and that's true. So this love thing is my last time. I found everything that I look for. My niggas be thinking I'm bugging, cause now I be out here cuffing. And them girls before you meant nothing. You been waiting on it like KD. You deserve that MVP. You deserve that crib in the hills. You deserve that ring. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Don't you ever hang your head low, cause I'm gonna be your Spike Lee, and you gonna be my Melo. I'm a true fan of your smash. That's one thing I'd admit. And you might have loved before, but you never loved like this.
You know it's all yours. Ain't nobody else, baby. You know it's all yours. You the real MVP.
So what we playing for?
Yeah, tune in. The Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom here. Shout out to Mama Holiday for coming through, kicking with us tonight. She's so dope and so cool and so real, and I so appreciate it. So be sure y'all check out Celebrity Moms, Celebrity Mamas of Atlanta. You can check it out on the app JTB. I know iPhones, you know, it's in the App Store, Androids. Check it out. It's what I saw so far looks pretty dope, so I'm excited about it. And, you know, it's nice to see where, like, the celebrities that we know, where they come from, you know? So that's always good. Now, before we go, I got a couple news stories. Real quick, we're going to talk about J. Cole. J. Cole is dropping an album tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Childish Gambino is also dropping as well. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of new music coming out. Bruno Mars just dropped in. And who else just dropped? The Weeknd. Like, this is mad new music out right now. So make sure you keep it up. You can go to breakingtracks.com and check out new music. And also, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say go to my website because I really haven't updated. But you can also check out straightofficial.com. And they got some good stuff on there as well. So check that out. Good stuff. Also, speaking of J. Cole, you know, he was hacked recently, and as well as Schoolboy Q. Their Twitter pages were hacked, and a couple things were sent out that, you know, was kind of crazy. But y'all be careful. Change your passwords. You know, you don't know about going in and hacking your stuff. That's kind of crazy. So, yeah, man. Also, Designer, you know, he was arrested and here in New York for some dumb shit, I don't know, some gun charges or something like that. So he has been cleared of that, which I thought he would be. So yeah, man, Kanye West, he's going through some things right now. If you guys haven't heard already, you know, there's a lot going on with him. Apparently he is, I mean, they're saying that he's suffering from paranoia. You know, so this is serious. You know, I know some people, you know, were kind of joking in the beginning, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it was just wasn't really a laughing matter, I don't think. So, and he's still in the hospital, and he's going to be there for a while, they say. So, yeah, so I wish him well. You know, like I said, Kanye is not, like, one of my favorite people. But he definitely, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. Because he's, yeah, so it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, y'all, I have some issues here. But, so yeah, it doesn't matter. I wish him well, and I hope everything works out. And he, you know, gets the help he needs, because that's really what this is about, you know. It's kind of, it's sad in a way, in a lot of ways. But, you know, people think people with money don't, I guess, go through the same things that we go through. But they do. They're human. And so, you know, it's just, it's sad. And anybody out there, you know, suffering from, you know, mental illness or anything like that, you know, I just, you know, get help and understand that there is help out there, especially, you know, having this conversation in, you know, the Black community especially. There is this stigma that, you know, mental illness doesn't exist, and we're, like, exempt from it. So if somebody crazy, just pray. If they acting stupid, just pray. But no, there's a lot of, you know, mentally ill people, and we have to start addressing that. Because, you know, that type of illness you can't see, and you can't really explain it, you know, to people who don't understand it. So it's sad. So I really hope that we all just bring more awareness to mental health, and because it is serious. And I think especially these days with so much going on, there's just so much going on all the time, that we have to cleanse ourselves, and we have to, you know, spiritually, you know, have that spiritual connection, not just be having all these, like, things going on, because there's just so much going on in the world that could definitely have you, like, going crazy, spiraling out of control. So, you know, we have to learn how to just, you know, meditate, center yourself if you believe in God or whatever you believe in. Just, you know, you have to have that time to yourself to kind of, like, you know, get everything together, and then keep your sanity, damn it. So before we go, real quick, I also want to talk about, if I haven't already told you guys, new mixtape coming out, two actually, but one of them coming out sooner than the other, so y'all keep a lookout for that with the homie DJ Cool Hand, DJ Cool Hand out of the UK, shout outs to him, man. So, you know, we'll be dropping something really soon. I think you guys enjoy it, so stay tuned for that. What else is going on? Let's talk about this real quick. 50 Cent, he's on a rampage suing people, I guess because everybody's been suing him. So now he is suing people for using his likeness and his name inappropriately. A couple companies that really nobody really know, but yeah. So they're suing him for using his image without his permission. Not a big story, but I think for him, because people are always suing him, he's probably like, fuck this, I'm going to have to sue somebody. Drake has been named Toronto's second most influential person. Why not number one? Who is number one? I don't know who number one is, but a publication in Toronto have named him the second most influential person. But the first is the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. You know, so that's, I guess that's a great title, whatever. But, you know, Drake has been holding down Toronto and Canada. So that's what's up, man. I salute to that. We're gonna get ready to wrap it up. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Theophilus London. I miss him. I haven't heard new music from him lately. I love him. So I'm glad he's coming out with you know, with new music, and he's looking for up and coming artists. So I'm gonna try to get that information on my website, neaboom.com, so you guys can check it out, all the up and coming artists. Because he's dope. Also, I want to shout out Justo, J Justo. Well, there's two Justos actually that I know, but I'm shouting out the R&B, both of them. Matter of fact, I'll shout out both. Justo the MC, shout out to you. And also Justo the R&B singer, his Behind the Grind episode will air very, very soon. So y'all keep a lookout for that on my YouTube page. And if you haven't already, check out Sky Zoo. That was my last episode. I liked it. It turned out okay. I don't like the way my camera looks a little funky, but that's okay. It was great. So I am looking forward to doing definitely more of those. If you're an artist interested in being featured on my web series, hit me up, djneaboom@gmail.com. And if you're dope, I'll consider it. Nah, but let me know. You know, always looking for dope people to be a part of that series. And that's about it, y'all. I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. I'm going to leave y'all with this goodness. Don't forget to catch me on Do It All 100 Radio.com Tuesday, 7 p.m. and Fleet DJ Radio Thursday, 7 p.m. I'm giving you all my goodness. Not all my goodness. Well, some of my goodness. Anyway, out this joint right here. I'm going to leave you with a surprise. I'm going to leave you with a surprise. We got JT Money's gonna be coming through soon, so excited about that. And yeah, man, as always, y'all be greater than, and I will catch you later.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains in New York, by the way. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my best friend. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
Everybody gonna say UK reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona?